Jose is with me in Sacramento. Hi, Jose. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
Okay, awesome. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Okay. So right now I'm kind of wondering what I should do with school. So right after high school, I went straight to a junior college, and I was really directionless. I had no direction. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I finished my general ed pretty quickly, and it came about time to find out what I wanted to major in. So every time I met up with an advisor, I kind of felt a little rushed, and school always kept me busy, and I always worked on the weekends too, so I didn't really have time to think about what I wanted to do, so I changed my major a bunch of times, and somehow I landed on history. So I ended up graduating the junior college with an associate's in history and an associate's in behavioral and social sciences. So I moved to a university actually right down the street from my house, and now I'm going to school for a bachelor's degree in history. I don't know what I want to do after, and I'm a little worried because I know people get jobs and a degree that they people get a job with a degree that they had nothing to do with. And so in high school, my mom actually took me to FPU, and it was a really good experience. I was very, very thankful for it. And so today I'm actually on baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and I'm just wondering, like, what my next move is. I feel kind of worried because I don't know. I feel like I'm not doing the right thing right now. I feel like maybe there's something better out there for me. But I talked to a couple people that I know.
How old are you?
I'm 21, actually.
Okay. And when would you finish your history degree?
So this is about a year and a half. But here's the thing. So no exaggeration here, but there's times in school where I would read at least 80 pages a day. And honestly, I don't remember anything that I read. And I feel like I could have used that time to learn more about... so for your Black Friday sale, I actually bought a bunch of your guys' books, and I feel like I could have used that time to, like, read and learn more about stuff that I'm interested in, like investing and compound interest and all that stuff. And I feel like going to school is just kind of killing my time. I know it's only 3 semesters left, but I don't know if I'm feeling impatient or not, you know. And then,
Well, it's hard to be excited about the trip when you don't know what the destination is. If I say we're going to Florida to the beach, you can decide if you want to be excited or not. If I say we're going to the Rockies to go skiing, you can decide if you want to be excited or not. If I say we're going fishing, you can decide if you want to be excited or not. You don't know where the crud you're going. There's no way to be excited.
Yeah.
You feel like a rat in a wheel because you're a rat in a wheel.
Yes, sir.
So we need to. You need to figure out what you're going to do, and then you could say, let's just make up something, okay? I'm just going to. This is not what it is. Okay, I'm not speaking this over you. I'm just making up a dream, a weird thing, okay? Let's say you woke up and you said, I want to be a commercial real estate agent and lease office buildings, okay? Let's just pretend you said that, all right? Now, once you said that and you said, hey, you know, that's got finance in it, it's got compound interest, it's got investing in it, it's got a lot of those things in it. It's a real math nerdy job. Commercial real estate agents are math nerds. The good ones are. And, you know, if you wanted to do that, I'm not saying that's it. It probably isn't it. But once you say that, then you can take a stop and go, all right, do I want to go ahead and knock this history thing out because I'm pretty close? Or do I want to go full stop and a hard right turn and go get a finance degree? And let's investigate how far off the finance degree we are off the history curriculum and the history track. How much of the, how much, you know, am I adding 8 years to this? Am I starting over? No. Are you adding 4 years? No. Are you adding a year? I don't know. But once you know where your destination is, then you can determine, okay, it's not going to add that much to change direction towards something I actually care about. What you just went by the path of least resistance. And if you want to be a history writer and you love history and you want to be a history teacher, you want to get a PhD and become a professor of history, there's nothing wrong with that as a career. But then you have a solid track that you need to follow to get there then. But right now, you don't know where you're going, so there's no energy in it. Hard to get the kids excited about vacation when they don't know where we're going. And that's what you got to work on. You need to figure that part out. So if I were you, what I would do is, it sounds like you may have banked a little bit of money. Go to a nice place in Northern California that's not that expensive for this weekend, and book a hotel room by yourself, where there's some woods and water and beaches or creeks or something, and go walk around and talk to God for the weekend, and take a blank yellow pad with you and say, okay, what do I want to be when I'm 40? Nobody stops and asks that. Instead, they get so busy, and look up and go, I'm just a rat in a wheel. People spend more time picking out a suit of clothes than they do their careers. So go take a little time. Get quiet. When it gets quiet, things get more clear. We don't take enough time to get quiet. So go somewhere where you can be around nature that you like, the mountains, the beach, I don't care what it is. Spend a couple of $100 on a hotel this weekend, nothing super expensive. Buy yourself a couple cheap hamburgers and walk around and talk to God with a blank yellow pad in your hand. And then go talk to some people in the field that you think you heard you're supposed to be in. And if it's commercial real estate, it's not. But if it is, go talk to commercial real estate people when you get home and ask them what it's like and what they need to, you know, what it's like to get a CCIM, which is the designation for that world. And I want to go into financial planning. What's it like to get a CFP? Because that's a pretty rigorous little piece of training right there. And so on. Just go fit. You know, I want to be a welder. Good. I want to be a sculptor. Good. How's the history degree fit into that? Well, it doesn't. Yeah, but. Is it, have you got some base under you that you can adjust and finish up with that degree and get some core classes out as you go out your senior year in the area you want in? I don't care if you get a finance degree with 16 classes of, I mean, a degree in history with 16 classes of finance under your belt if you're going into finance, but your degree's in history. But while you were there, you learned a bunch about your trade. That could be your path. I don't care. But the problem you've got is you don't have a destination and you need a clear destination. Intentionality is where successful people come from. You don't always agree with them. You don't always like them. It's never a straight path. Sometimes it's a pile of garbage. It's ugly. Sometimes it's icky. There's all these kinds of things come up. But intentionality, doing crap on purpose instead of just getting caught up in the busyness of this world. And that's what changes everybody's life. And, you know, I thought I was going to be a commercial real estate agent, by the way. I ended up buying properties and going broke in residential properties primarily. I had some commercial. And actually, God changed the direction because I did one of what you're talking about. I went and sat on the lake bank, put my toes in the sand, my butt in the chair, as Zach sings, and said, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Because I'm really tired of trying to figure this out by myself. And it started getting pretty clear pretty quick after that.